The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
That brings us right back, doesn't it? 9:30 p.m. on a Monday night on RTE television. It was that we all sat down as a country, it felt like at the time, to watch ER. And we started doing it, if you can believe this, 30 years ago. It gives me great, great pleasure to welcome to The Hard Shoulder Yvette Freeman. She was in ER. She played the role of Nurse Hallie Adams for 15 seasons. Yvette, you are so welcome to the show and thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. I mean, can you believe it's been 30 years since it started?
No, I can't believe it, but my hair does. It's all white now.
I mean, how early into that journey, Yvette, did you realize this is not just another kind of drama set in a hospital? This is a game changer.
After we did the pilot, John Wells said to me, "Get ready." And I'm like, what? Because I just thought it was a two-hour show. And he said, we're flying. And then that's when I knew. It was wonderful. I was blessed. Yes.
And like so many actors, you know, came and went over the time. And so many of that original cast, of course, went on to have such stellar careers. And what's remarkable is how long you were in it for. I mean, is there anything in particular that kept drawing you back to it? As long as they kept writing the character, maybe you were happy to still be in it. What was your own view on all that?
Well, they allowed me to stay that long and I loved it, but I did other shows. I did a regular on a show called Working. I did a show that almost made it to Broadway. I was busy. I would come and go. I was just a part of the show. And that's like a blessing to an actor to be able to do other things. So you didn't see them, but I did.
Well, no, I know, because people might know that. Yeah, like you would have been, say, for Working, you would have been in both at the same time.
Yes, yes. But they're both on NBC, so therefore it got worked out pretty good. So I'm totally a blessed character actor. That's what we do. Yeah.
What was it like to work on the show? Because, you know, when you speak to people, you know, from the industry, they talk not just about kind of the actors and the characters and the storylines, but even how it was shot, all that dynamic camera work. And that was relatively new, not completely unheard of, but relatively new on that scale. What was it like as an actor?
Fabulous. Because we had people, directors like Mimi Leader, who was just up for an Emmy, and Jonathan Kaplan, and they would repeat. They would carry the show mostly. We'd have guest directors and all. But it was so well directed, so well written. And we also had doctors who were working with us on the set who made sure we did everything right. Fast, but right. You know, we'd take a BP in about 2 seconds. but it was right. They taught us how to do it right. And because everybody was looking at us to see for our mistakes, like medical schools and things like that had pulled us in and invited us over to talk. And it was just a wonderful, groundbreaking show.
Yeah, isn't that what's amazing about it? Because we had a consultant, a former consultant in emergency medicine on the show earlier, who was working in Cork in Ireland at the time. And he had just started as a consultant in 1992. And he said, within weeks of ER starting, they were all wearing scrubs. They had just been wearing a white coat up until then. They were wearing scrubs. And it was because of ER. And almost within a year, they were using all the terminology from ER. And they still use it to this day. So, like, it doesn't just have a kind of a pop culture impact. It had an impact on the actual medical profession.
Exactly. And a whole bunch of stars shot out from the show, too. Yeah. So it did a good thing. It made inroads, and I'm very proud to have been in it.
So who would you still be in contact with from the show?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. The nurses are still connected. Ellen Crawford, I just had dinner with her. She was a little blonde nurse. Well, she remained blonde to the very end. And her husband was Michael Genovese. They got married on the show, but they were already married. It was very cool. So they kept our families working too in the background and things like that. So I'm still connected to my family. And who else? Chuni. She's still connected. And we just had a gathering at a restaurant, and I'm trying to think of all the names. Noah Wiley, I just saw him. We all had dinner together and toasted, and it was just quiet, just to say hi to each other and to see how we were getting older and all. And all of us are getting older. Some of us have passed away. Yes. So that's, you know, but it's like life. We were a business that continued throughout our lives. The kids have grown up. People didn't have babies in the beginning. Now they're in college. It's amazing how it is. And the show is still, we're still connected to it. Like, you're calling me now.
I know. The impact it had on people's lives. Laura says, I loved Hallie, a constant in my life for 15 years. Somebody else says, I ended up working in ER as a result of watching that program. And here's a lovely message. I was a big fan of ER. And when my eldest son, who's now 27, was born, I only had a first name for him. But when they came to the hospital to register his birth, I was told he needed a second name. So he got called Ross after Dr. Ross. I'd wager there's quite a bit of that around.
I bet you. Yeah, but he's doing really good, George.
Yeah, he's doing all right for himself.
Yes, he is. He's a beautiful man, and he was a beautiful man to work with, and funny as all get out.
Really?
So I don't know if he's still funny, but he's, I'm not connected with him. I wish I were. I would just like to see him, and I'm glad for him. I'm happy for him. He was a great guy.
Have you a favorite episode or a favorite storyline from ER?
Well, yeah, there was one in the very beginning in which I sang to a baby. And it was, everything was just falling apart. They were, it was a Christmas time, and the ER was just flooded with all kinds of things. And they had a quiet moment in which I sang to a little baby, a real baby. And it worked. The baby quieted, and it was, my heart was like, oh my God. And they had caught it on film for me. But there were so many shows that were fabulous, so well written and so from the heart. Mm. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I look at TV now, they're still trying to get to ER level. And a few shows make it, but, you know, we were special.
Yeah. Somebody here is after getting in touch. I'm now rewatching ER start to finish for the third time. An incredible show. Yes. I'd wager lots of people are going to start rewatching it again because of this anniversary. Yes. It might remind them. And you know what? People listening to this who do it, they're going to love that story, Yvette, of you singing to that baby, because they'll turn to whoever they're watching it with, and they'll be able to say, you know what, that's real, that baby is a real baby, and it really was quietened by her singing. So that's a lovely story to tell. Listen, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so happy.
Yvette Freeman, who of course played Hallie Adams. Laura says, Hallie, a constant in her life for 15 years. Hallie was a character in that show, played by Yvette for all 15 seasons of ER. So it's been a real, real pleasure to have her on the show today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.